affirmations are positive statements designed for repeated listening that over time will combat negative thinking and create positive changes in your attitude. For some, affirmations are more effective than guided imagery. Often people find them easier and less demanding. For one thing, they don't require the same degree of sustained attention. And you can easily listen to them while you're getting dressed, or driving, or while you're engaged in some other activity. See if you can listen to each statement in a state of open, relaxed attention, breathing deeply with each one, and repeating it softly to yourself, either aloud or in your mind. I know there are times when I'm frustrated, fearful, angry, or sad, and I acknowledge and accept what I feel as my inner truth of the moment. I know that the more I can acknowledge and accept my feelings without criticism or blame, the more I assist my body's natural tendency to feel well and be well. More and more, I can see that when I soften and let go of harsh expectations, of unrealistic demands on myself and others, I give my body peace and comfort. I know that when I can forgive myself and others for errors of the past, I give my body peace and comfort. More and more, I see that when I can love and appreciate myself, take time to care for myself, I am giving my body a powerful message of peace and comfort. I understand that the time to be motivated by guilt, fear, or resentment is over. Now is the time to do things out of love and celebration and the joy of self-expression. More and more, I can appreciate my body, be conscious of it, and fully inhabit it. More and more, I can consider the possibility that my body is teaching me something useful. That this pain is strengthening my heart and my mind. I know that the more I can accept my body as it is, without criticism or blame, the more I assist its natural tendency to feel well and be well. More and more, I appreciate my body for what it truly is, my oldest friend and my steadiest companion. More and more, I can let go of worrying about things I can't control. And focus on my own inner peacefulness. More and more, I see that I can train myself to manage this pain in my body. More and more, I see that I can focus my attention wherever I wish it to go. I understand that when I stiffen against my pain, argue with it, blame it, and try to push it away from me, I only make it bigger. I understand that when I can soften into my pain, allowing room for it and breathing gently into it, I can make it smaller. I know that when I can turn my attention away from my pain and focus on the things that bring me peace and joy, I can make it smaller. I know that with or without this pain, I am strong, vital, and whole. More and more, I can see the beauty of my own being. More and more, I can see the beauty of others and the beauty of my surroundings. More and more, I understand that I am becoming a true warrior of the heart, able to use this pain to strengthen my mind and my spirit. I call upon my intention to free myself from any limiting assumptions that I might have about this pain. I engage my powerful will to assist me in doing this. The blueprint that I hold in my mind's eye is the picture of myself, strong, vital, and active, focused, joyful, and fulfilled. I invite assistance from my friends and loved ones, past, present, and future, to lend me their support and strength. I see myself surrounded by their love and caring, and I feel it all over my body like a warm wave. I can see and feel radiant sunlight entering and warming my body, penetrating into the places that hurt, loosening, dissolving, and dispersing the pain. I can see and feel a powerful blue-green wave of pure healing washing through me from head to toe, carrying pain and discomfort out with the tide. I can see and feel a warm, pulsing, glowing blanket of magical comfort surrounding me, enveloping me with peace and safety, soaking its healing energy into me and easing the places that hurt. I thank the medicines and procedures designed to help my body's natural tendency to heal and comfort itself, and I join my strength and purpose to theirs. I thank my own courage, strength, and resourcefulness, and salute my willingness to learn, change, and grow from these challenging circumstances. I know that I have things to do, gifts to give, purposes to accomplish. I require my energy, strength, and peace of mind for this. More and more, I can feel the peaceful stillness at my center, soft and strong and steady. I know there are times when I'm frustrated, fearful, angry, or sad, and I acknowledge and accept what I feel as my inner truth of the moment. I know that the more I can acknowledge and accept my feelings without criticism or blame, the more I assist my body's natural tendency to feel well and be well. I know that when I can forgive myself and others for errors of the past, I give my body peace and comfort. More and more, I see that when I can love and appreciate myself, take time to care for myself, I am giving my body a powerful message of peace and comfort. More and more, I can consider the possibility that my body is teaching me something useful, that this pain is strengthening my heart and my mind. I know that the more I can accept my body as it is, without criticism or blame, the more I assist its natural tendency to feel well and be well. More and more, I appreciate my body for what it truly is, my oldest friend and my steadiest companion. More and more, I can let go of worrying about things I can't control and focus on my own inner peacefulness. More and more, I see that I can train myself to manage this pain in my body. More and more, I see that I can focus my attention wherever I wish it to go. I understand that when I stiffen against my pain, argue with it, blame it, and try to push it away from me, I only make it bigger. I understand that when I can soften into my pain, allowing room for it and breathing gently into it, I can make it smaller. I know that when I can turn my attention away from my pain and focus on the things that bring me peace and joy, I can make it smaller. I know that with or without this pain, I am strong, vital, and whole. More and more, I understand that I am becoming a true warrior of the heart, able to use this pain to strengthen my mind and my spirit. I call upon my intention to free myself from any limiting assumptions that I might have about this pain. I engage my powerful will to assist me in doing this. The blueprint that I hold in my mind's eye is the picture of myself, strong, vital, and active, focused, joyful, and fulfilled. I invite assistance from my friends and loved ones, past, present, and future, to lend me their support and strength. I see myself surrounded by their love and caring, and I feel it all over my body like a warm wave. I can see and feel radiant sunlight entering and warming my body, penetrating into the places that hurt, loosening, dissolving, and dispersing the pain. I can see and feel a powerful blue-green wave of pure healing washing through me from head to toe, carrying pain and discomfort out with the tide. I can see and feel a warm, pulsing, glowing blanket of magical comfort surrounding me, enveloping me with peace and safety, soaking its healing energy into me and easing the places that hurt. I thank the medicines and procedures designed to help my body's natural tendency to heal and comfort itself, and I join my strength and purpose to theirs. I thank my own courage, strength, and resourcefulness, and salute my willingness to learn, change, and grow from these challenging circumstances. I know that I have things to do, gifts to give, purposes to accomplish. I require my energy, strength, and peace of mind for this. More and more, I can feel the peaceful stillness at my center. Soft and strong and steady. More and more, I know that I am held in the hands of God, and I am perfectly, utterly safe. And so you are.